Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for your lives and for the wonderful things that Almighty God is doing. We have a word from the living God today that is titled, Our Attitudes in Time of Trouble. Our Attitudes in Time of Trouble. Trouble is not something that will not come on a child of God's way. Either you are a child of God or you are not, trouble will definitely come on your way. The reason is because in John 16 and the verses 33, he said, Jesus Christ talking, he said, these things I have spoken unto you, the disciples, that in me, Jesus, ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So you can see that in the world where many unbelievers are just right there, it is full of what? Tribulation, trouble, problems. We are in the world, but we are not from the world. And Jesus, our master, said that this world is full of trouble. Full of problems. And we will be going through these problems. But the Lord said, comfort your heart, because he had overcome the problems. He had overcome the world. So whatever that the world will throw on any one of us life, be cheerful, because Christ had overcome it. It will come so much overwhelming, but for sure, the situation will not crush you, kill you, finish you, because the Lord is definitely going to make a way. Thank you, my Lord. The time of trouble is a time, if you are not already in trouble, it's a time that will come. But there is a day that the Lord calls the day of adversity. It's the day of what? Of trouble. It happened to Job. Job 3 and the verse is 20 to 26. Listen to what Job was saying about himself. He said, wherefore is light given to him that is in misery? Light given to him that is in misery. Wow. And life unto the bitter in soul. Life unto the bitter in soul. So we are talking about someone who is going through trouble, which longed for death. So much trouble that he longs for death, but it cometh not. He is not dying out of it. He longed for it, but it is not coming. And dig for it more than for it, you know, for hid treasures. So he's seeking. The situation is so much overwhelming that he's seeking even to die. Death, please come and take me. And the death is not coming. Which rejoiced exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. So, looking not to be alive at all, with all that is happening to me, probably the best solution is for me to just be out of this world. And we have people, when they are going through situations, that is all that they think. Committing suicide, that these are some of the things that are bringing people to commit suicide. Why is light given to a man whose way is hid? And whom God had hedged in? For my sighing is really deep sorrow. For my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly fear is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Hallelujah. So this is the situation. This is not something that it's not like you want it or you don't want it. Problems, trouble, day of adversity, that day would definitely come. Believer as unbelievers. This is how this world is all about. One thing after another. So in the case of Job, so many things. He said, why does God let me live with all that is coming upon me? What is the purpose of life? Why does God let me live when life is miserable unto me? And these are questions that many, life is miserable, life is so bitter. Many, many are asking themselves these questions because the situations that they are going through will not justify reasons to live. So they are seeking to be even taken out of this world. Nothing could make him happier than to be in the grave. This is what Job was seeking for. Why do I go on living when God had surrounded me with all this trouble? And that is what we might even say. Lord, why are you looking? You are here. I'm serving you. And why all these things? So the mourning and the groaning are just coming forth. When he's eating, he said, I am sighing even before I eat. So much sorrow. He has no peace. He has no rest. All around is all trouble. All around is all trouble. The reality is that this is a reality. It's the truth. It happened to him on his day of trouble. And these are some of the things that he was saying. Many are going through situations, and it is true, we said it, that they end up committing suicide because they do not have light on these things. What is today? We are going to see God's position on this. These things that are coming to you, are they from God? Are they not from God? If they come, how must we react? Basically, this is what the message is all about. Our attitude in time of trouble. Only troubles and worries all over. Only troubles and worries. You know, Job 5 and the verse is 7. Job made a statement. He said, man is born unto trouble. Man is born unto trouble. Man is born unto trouble. And I said it, I said, no one, including the righteous, is immune from trouble. No one, including, it's not because you serve Christ that you will not go through situations. Jesus Christ just said it, that in me you will have peace, but in the world ye shall have tribulation. We are in the world, we are not from here, we interact with the world, we interact with people in the world. Problems will definitely come, but how you act in time of problems, this is the time that, you know, you're going to have the right, you know, godly wisdom to be able to overcome the plan of the enemy against your life. So man is born unto trouble. Unfortunately, problems, they don't have respect. Rich man has his problems, as the poor man also have his, what? Has his problems. No respect anyone, regardless of who you are. Problem have no respect for you. And one thing is that problem-free life does not exist except in one that is in Christ. Even being in Christ, that doesn't mean that you will not see the problem coming or you will not be confronted with the problems. But how you handle it is, it's going to determine your outcome out of the problem. So our minds must be settled on this. Pastor, why am I going through this? With that much prayer, that much fasting and all that, why am I going through this? Why is God seeing me through all these things, surrounded me with all? So these are the times that one must be very, very careful of what he says. Because time of trouble, your God is very near. Time of trouble, your God is very, very near. Because the empowerment, that the overshadowing of the problems might not even allow to, you know, allow you to see that your God is so close. Problems will bring one to make decisions that he will not make if it wasn't because the situation had been changed and so much is going on at that time. Problems they come in anyone's way, whether we invite them or we don't invite them, problems will still come. That is why we should not be quick to judge nobody, no one going through situations, because maybe that is the time of adversity for that person. It's the time of trouble. That is why we also have to be careful when someone comes and start talking to us about what they are going through and, you know, the type of counsel that we gave them. Being able to comfort them, knowing that this is something that is part of Christian life, and be able to counsel them. So life itself, you know, is a process of solving problems throughout. Life itself is a, you know, it is meant to solve problems throughout. One thing after another, one thing after another, this one will come. It will be finished. Another one will come. That is what life is all about. That is what life is all about. So be of good cheer. The Lord will see you through. So to the believer who had surrendered his life unto Jesus Christ, every single problem is a road to a miracle to that person's life. Hallelujah. Let me say this again. To the believer who had surrendered his life unto Christ, every problem that will come on your way, listen to this. It is a way, a road to a miracle. A miracle. Because when the Lord says, be of good cheer, I have overcome it, it means that if it comes, the Lord being with you, you will also overcome it. And every time that you go through situations with God, you come out completely refined like shining gold. So it's a road definitely to miracle. Problems can make you better or bitter. Problems can make you better or bitter. These are some of the characteristics that we are, you know, I'm just bringing forth. Your problem can build you up or it can burst you up. The problem can either build you or it can burst you. The mystery of the matter is that every problem has an expiration date. But many people don't know about this. There is no problem that is going to be there forever. There is no problem that is going to be there forever. Every problem that will come on your way, it has an expiration date. Hallelujah. So, no matter, you know, what the matter is, what happens in you because of what happened to you is very important. It is something to watch. What happened in you because of what happened to you, it's something to be watched. Hallelujah. In other words, when the problem comes, what is going to happen in you because of what you have gone through is very important. It's very, very important. When you have problems and draw the wrong conclusions about your situation, your condition will never change. These are things that I have written them down, so I'm just trying to bring them one by one. I said, when you have problems and draw the wrong conclusion, your condition will never change. Because you are not ready to move forward. Everything, negativity. So it is, you are just surrounded. You can't even think right because the right mindset is not there. But we know that as far as man lives, problems, they can come from everywhere. They might come from outside, but it's not just from outside. Problems can also come from within, inside. within the same family. You can have problems with your children. You can have problems with your husband. You can have problems with your wife. You can have problems with your mother, your father. I mean, just name it. Within, you can have problems. Let me give you an example. In Genesis 34, and the verses 25, 26, and then I will jump to 30. There is something that happened to our brother Jacob. He said, it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. You know, the problem here is that Dinah has been raped by Shechem's, you know, son, the prince. So you can see that right there, Jacob has a problem. Because not only the rape had come, but also, you know, Simeon and Levi, they took sword, went ahead, and slew the people in Shechem's house. But they themselves being few, listen to this, verse 30. He said, Jacob said unto Simeon and Levi, he said, ye have troubled me. Ye have troubled me. So the man has trouble. Ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanite and the Perizzite. And I being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me. And I shall be destroyed and I and what? My house. I shall be destroyed, I and my house. What is he saying? He said that what you have done foolishly. Yes, they didn't do the right thing by raping my daughter, Dinah. But you going by sword and killing these people, they are going to gather themselves together and they are coming after us. We are just few in a strange land. This is their place. They are coming after us and they are going to, you know, just slay us. We have to pack and leave this place. We could see that Jacob had problems and serious problems. This one can lead to their death. Problems. This is something that is, double-sided problem. It is coming from outside. It was initiated from outside. But now it is happening within. It is happening within. These are what many people are going through. It can come from outside. It can come from within. But the attitude towards it. So many people conclude their problems in different situations. I'm going to mention few situations. Many. Some will conclude their problems with anger. Some of the people that we know, when they have problems, they get angry. And that anger, it is not a small anger. You will be seeing them breaking objects around, throwing things, to the extent that the woman in the house is in trouble, or the man in the house is in trouble, the children in the house are in trouble. I mean, you just name it. The guy is angry, breaking everything around because of the problem. That is not the solution. That is not the right way. It's a wrong conclusion. It's not going to end you well. Number two, when some people are going through problems, they are so sorrowful and worried. Sorrowful and much worries. So they will end up, you know, keeping themselves in a place and just weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping. But weeping must come. It's a normal thing. But after the weeping, you're going to have to get yourself together. You're going to have to get yourself together to solve the problem. But if you just weeping and weeping and weeping, that is also wrong conclusion. Some, when the problem is there, they will just be so much downcast. This is not even the weeping. You will see the person broken down. The problem has scattered the character, the attitude, the behavior. I mean, I'm not in good mood. Yes, because you have problems. But, I mean, Yeah, it's a problem, but you're going to have to get that strength to confront the problem. So that is not a good conclusion either. Some, when they have problems, they take their problems to others. They will be quarreling and fighting. When they have problems, please don't be on their ways, because they will take their problems on you. Problems in their homes, they take it to their job places. Problems in their homes, they take it to their friends. Problems in their homes, they are taking it to whosoever that they coming straight face and good morning, sir. The attitude and everything else. If this one is a boss, you are in trouble. This is also wrong conclusion. Wrong conclusion. There is no need to fight anybody, fight your wife, fight your husband. Telling the woman, since the day that I married you, nothing is going well. Because of you, all these things, nothing is really working, because he has problems. Simply because he has problems. That is the wrong conclusion. Wrong conclusion. Some of them, when they have problems, they will not take their problems to fight nobody. They will just withdraw themselves. They will just withdraw themselves. Let me be alone and trying to what? Seek from God. And that is also wrong conclusion. That is also wrong conclusion. Because it's not because problem is there that now the whole nobody talks to you. No. It is not the right way to go about it either. We have others, when they have problems, everybody must know that they have problems. So there will be what? Complaining, murmuring, and all that. Hey, this is also wrong attitude. It is also wrong attitude. We just said it, that problems, they will come. We're going to have to, find the right way to go about it. But you are not to be murmuring and complaining and so much discouraged. And, you are bringing everybody down because you have problems. Some of them, the attitude is different, self-pity and depression. Self-pity and depression. Coming to tell God, oh God, why did you leave me in this situation? Why me? Am I even living anyway? Why did you bring me to America? If you knew that this situation here was coming, why did you allow them to give me a visa and all that? Hey, this is problem. It is something that is normal. Your attitude is going to determine your conclusion. Your conclusion. So when you are saying these things, you know what you say? You are just telling God that the problem is bigger than God anyway. The problem is bigger than God. But there is no problem that is bigger than God. You are having just the wrong attitude towards the problem. Others, we said that some, they fight when they have problems. Others, they curse when they have problems. Oh, take your noises away. You haven't done anything. It's not like we have brought any noises. But because he has problems, even when you are saying hello, he said, what is this hello about? Did I greet you? Cursing people and all that. That is wrong attitude. Wrong attitude. Wrong attitude. So all these wrong conclusions are not going to help anybody, because these things are totally negative and the problem will never go away. The problem will never go away, because you are just feeding problem with other problems and creating problems and etc., etc. The way you handle your problem determines how you end up. The way you handle your problems, determines how you end up. Your conclusion is not as important as your, we said your condition is not as important as your conclusion. For your conclusion, it is the prophecy. It's the prophecy about that problem. Hallelujah. These are wonderful things. A man should have a clear understanding, because they will definitely come. Problems would definitely come. Different areas that you're going to have problems. What about, I have chosen to talk a little bit about problems that you'll be having in your ministries. This one here is related to God. Problems that you'll be having with your ministries. The example with Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 1 and the verse is 8 to 11. Listen to what Paul said. Paul, a great man of God, taken to the third heaven. The man said, this work of ministry that we are doing, he said, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our problem, which came to us in Asia? When they visited Asia, the problems that they were confronted, that we were pressed out of measure, problems pressing them out of measure. So much problems that they didn't know how to handle the whole thing. Press out of measure, above strength. Problems that will come upon them, problems that came upon, you know, Paul and his group, above their strength, in so much that they despaired even of life. This is not different from what Job was saying, what life is all about. So, you know, you might also encounter this type of situation. You might be in a situation that you would just be, you know, wondering, is life worth living? Is really life worth living? That is exactly what Apostle Paul was saying. He said the problems, they were in so much that we despair even our life. So in other words, not only, you know, their lives were in danger. Their lives were totally in danger. Have you been in a situation that, you know, in a form of probably a sickness? Sickness that you were not expecting at all. And this thing gradually is leading. Your attitude towards it is going to determine the outcome of it. Verse 9, he said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves. You see that they were even seeking to kill them. We have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised Jesus from the dead, who delivered us from the great, he said, who delivered us from so great a death, and doeth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. So the church was standing for them. The church was standing for them. And that is one thing that we must do. When we know that someone is going through trouble and the person talks to you about what they are going through, this is not the time to take their business out. This is the time to go in prayer on their behalf, standing in the gap for them, because what they are going through, it might happen to you. It will happen to you. Your time will definitely come one day. So if you stand in the gap for somebody, the Lord is also going to strengthen someone for you to stand in the gap for you. So it is not just about the one that is going through the problems, but also we that are behind it, our attitude towards they that are going through situations. So what we say here is that only you can decide. Yeah, people might be praying for you, but it is only you that can decide what your problem can do to you. Only you can decide what your problem can do to you. Worry and anxiety are wrong conclusions to problems. They are wrong conclusion to problems because they give the enemy the opportunity to even hate you more. So that this type of behavior is not something that one or a Christian must entertain when he is going through problems. 2 Corinthians 4 and the verse is 8 to 10. Apostle Paul continued by saying that he said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are troubled on every side, but yes, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, not knowing what to do, but not in despair, to be destitute of measure or resources. Not in despair, that is to be destitute of measure or resources. So you come to find out that you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You don't know where the, you know, solution will be coming from. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also in Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. So he takes the strength from the living God, from the word of the living God, from the word of the living God. Problems are coming. They are being, you know, beyond measure, pushing them, casting them down and all that. But they keep strengthening themselves in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. We thank God for this type of attitude. So what must be your attitude when you are going through problems? We're going to highlight the godly way what God says to every child of God, when you are going through problems, what must be your attitude? The attitude goes long way to show the quality of a person. The attitude will go a long way. Someone's attitude will tell you who the person really is, especially when the person is going through problems. Attitude is one character that makes a big difference among people. It's one character that makes big difference among people. It is a very powerful source, attitude. It's a very, very powerful source that many are not paying attention to it. But it can quickly destroy you also. Quickly, it can destroy you if you are having the wrong attitude towards problems. It has to do primarily with the way people react into situations. It has to do primarily with the way that people react into situations. In other words, when the problem is there, how are you going to react? Will determine your attitude towards it. And if it's the wrong attitude, most likely, you'll be going through this for a long time. Long, long time, harming yourself. When probably the Lord has made a way for you to escape. Because in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10:13 talks about, he said, there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way for you to escape. So that is a fact. And a child of God must always have this in mind. Must have this in mind. So listen to David's attitude in Psalm 77. Let me read verse 1 and 2. David, when you talk about David, you can really comfort yourself because this man went through problems. He really, really went through problems. But this is the man that the Lord also said, this is the man after my own heart. But you name it. Problems that he created for himself. Problems that others were bringing to him. Problems that his own children were also taking him through. That man, David, you name it. He went through a lot. You know, he said, when I had problems, I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice. And he have, you know, and he gave ear unto me. I cried unto him. We thank God. God listened to him. I cried to God when I have problems. God listened to us. He said, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Hallelujah. So the guy was just much in trouble. So instead of casting himself down, instead of getting, you know, so much worried and cursing people and all that, he went before the Lord. He said, if I have any strength left in me, let me spend it before the Almighty God, who will definitely make a solution out of this. Sometimes it's not always a good thing when you have the problems to be moving around and telling people, oh, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm going through. I mean, you are just, you better choose who you are talking to. Because otherwise, you are just, you know, piling up more problems upon yourself. More problems upon yourself. David said, my attitude in time of trouble is to run to my God. Every single strength within me must be spent before Almighty God. God is not going to expose your nakedness. Almighty God, when you talk to God, I mean, moving around and talking to people that cannot even help you, why don't you go in that prayer group, lock the door, cry unto your God, shout unto him, Lord, this is all that I have. You are all that in all for me. You are the only one that keeps me going. Why do you want me to go? David said, this is what I do in time of trouble. We must learn from this man. A man of the Old Testament with the heart of new covenant. So powerful. And not wonder that he was able to achieve so much. Not wonder. So the key to, you know, to living a fulfilled life is the right attitude. The key to living a fulfilled life is the right attitude. Our happiness and success depend not on so much on the problems we fear, we face, but how we respond to those problems. Let me say this again. I said our happiness and success depend not so much on the problems we face, but how we respond to those problems. How we respond to those problems. A positive attitude can turn every problem around. A positive attitude can turn every problem around. Psalm 34 and the verses 17 and 19. David said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth him, and delivered them out of all troubles. Hallelujah. This is so comforting. The righteous cry, and the Lord, he hears him. And not just he hearing him, he is also delivering him out of that trouble. This is very comforting. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. As far as you have made the decision to serve Almighty God, they will be coming from left and right, but the Lord, Almighty God, Jesus Christ, before they get you, they have to overcome Christ. But Christ said, I have overcome the world. So no matter what they will plan to bring to you, I have good news for you. They will come and meet Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is not the right thing when a child of God will come to church so much depressed and, head down and cannot even speak to God. That's not the right attitude at all. It's not. So we have to keep our heads up, because we said that the right attitude can turn every problem around. Your conclusion, the conclusion, decide your condition. Your conclusion, decide your condition. Your behavior in your condition would determine your conclusion. Your behavior in your condition will determine your conclusion. So when you are having the right attitude, you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to choose between action instead of stagnancy or stagnation. You must take courage instead of fear or despair. You have to pray and study in scriptures instead of, discontinuity of fellowship with Christ and the body. That's what we said. Some, when they are going through troubles, that is the time that they stay away from the church. My dear brother, how, what is happening to you? Oh, Pastor, I'm very sorry. These days, I will get back to you. Please, I will call you. They are going through problems. Oh, sister, we haven't seen you at church for a little while, and we would like to come and visit you. Oh, Pastor, it's not. I have to take this journey. When I come back, I will call you. It's not the right attitude. It's not the right attitude. But, there is something about grace that helps us in our daily lives. Hebrews 4:16. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So, either you invited the problems or problems came by themselves. Please just remember that you are a child of grace. That the throne room of God, it is set just for this type of situations. So we don't come before this throne in condemnation. Even if you are coming broken, we thank God. Mercies of God is just right there. The throne, it is called the throne of what? Mercies. The mercy throne of Christ. No matter what you did for the problems to come, when you come there, the Lord is a compassionate and merciful God. He will forgive you and will deliver you out of that trouble. Not only you are coming, but now when you come, you find mercy, and then you are finding grace to overcome the next one that is coming. Hallelujah.
It is so wonderful for a child of God to be empowered day by day as we keep coming before this mighty throne. No matter what package that the enemy has in store, as we work day by day, the Lord is working day by day. The enemy is also working day by day. Day by day, every day. That is the assignment. Why do you think the devil will not come to you? Why do you think that they will not come with all their craftiness and all that? Because that is what they have called to do. As you have called to serve Almighty God, so is someone have been called to serve Satan. And his assignment is to be moving around as his master, seeking whom to devour. So if you open your door to one of the agents of darkness, definitely they will come in and start destroying your home. One must have the right attitude in time of trouble. So it is wrong attitude to fall apart, getting angry, have hatred towards others, backsliding, or saying all kinds of things that nobody cares about me when I have problems. Everybody seems to be against me. Nobody likes me. I wish the life was over for me and so that I can just go away. You know, all these are just negative attitudes, and it's not going to help you. Your time that you will be spending saying all these things, spend them before Almighty God. It is only God that can see you out of trouble. God can completely change the course of your life by your attitude. He can completely change the course of your life by your attitude. Paul and Silas, they had a problem. And they were singing praises in prison. This one is very powerful. These guys were locked in prison. Matter of fact, not just handcuffed and put in the prison. They were beaten before they were put in prison. And they were in the prison there singing praises. Could you possibly be in problems and singing praises? Could you possibly be one of these situations where so much is over your life? Cast down and everything else, and you are still singing praises to Almighty God. It happened to Paul and Silas. They waited at midnight. Hallelujah. They waited at midnight. They started praising Almighty God. The word says that the foundations were shaken. The foundations of the prison were shaken. I pray for somebody's life here that when you'll be going through situations that the enemy will be thinking that is your end of it, that you will still stand and be jumping in the middle of the night when everything is so quiet, and call upon the name of the living God, and your God shall come, and the foundations of the wicked will be shaken. He said, and the bounds of the captives were set free. When you will be doing that, let me tell you, anything from the problem that is keeping your children locked in prisons, the prison doors will be open. The prison doors will be open. The padlocks are going to break. The handcuffs are going to break. You just name it. Freedom will definitely come from one's attitude. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 7 and the verse is 5 to 6. When I see someone going through situations in this church, I keep telling the person, don't worry, the Lord is in control. Don't worry, the Lord is in control. It is because of my knowledge of scriptures. Continue praying. Because I know that it's just a matter of time, but God is going to deliver you out of it. I know this. And he had never failed. Never. Could you believe that God have never lost a war? God, Almighty God, have never gone to war and lost. Never. It will not start from you. There is nothing that had battled with God that overcame God. Never. Never. He himself is the man of war. Hallelujah. So, 2 Corinthians 7, 5 to 6. He said, for when we were coming to Macedonia, our flesh, Apostle Paul talking, our flesh had no rest. We were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fierce. Without were fightings, and within were fierce. They were being troubled from every side. So they were being fought, and inside them, fear gripped them. Fear. He said, nevertheless, God that comforted those that are cast down, he came to their rescue. God that comforted those that are cast down. If anyone is here and you are going through situations that you feel cast down, let me tell you, my God, Jesus Christ, will comfort you in the name of Jesus. You are coming out. You will definitely come out. Be of good cheer because Christ is in control. Be of good cheer because this is not going to be the end of your life. This is a situation that is just, you know, what is not killing you is only going to strengthen you. It is only going to strengthen you. Thank you, Lord. So the conclusion, we said that attitude is important, more important than money. You might have money, wrong attitude will still bring your end. It is more important than your circumstances, the attitude. It is more important than failures, attitudes. More important than what people say and think about whatever that you are going through, your attitude. It is more important than your appearance and your education and all that, attitudes. Attitude. So I said, therefore, what happens to you is less significant than what happens in you. What happens to you is less significant than what happened in you. Than what happens in you. Because when the problem is over, some people, when the problem is over, it is over because now they are addicted to alcohol. So alcohol has become the problem solver. They don't even know that the problem is not over. But for them, since they are living in a different dimension, problem is over. Our attitude in time of trouble. What people will say does not matter. What matters is your attitude. Your attitude. Your attitude. So how do you make a proper conclusion about your condition? If you know that this problem came as a result of any form of sin that you committed, please, number one, repent. 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 Turn around. Turn around. Number two, focus on Jesus, not your condition. That is exactly what David did. He said, I cry unto the Lord. I'm not going to make, you know, let the situation overshadow me and continue, you know, shutting myself down and crying and crying and crying. That doesn't solve the problem. But cry unto Christ. Jesus will solve the problem. Cry unto him. Number three, don't run away from the problem. Face the problem. Face the problem. Do not run away from one problem. Just face it. Face the problem. In the name of Jesus, face it. And we said it, that you are not to, you know, to be thinking or confessing negative things upon your situation. You might have the positive attitude. Positive attitude. Number five, you have to hold firmly to the promises of God about your situation. Hold firmly to the promises of God. The Lord said he is your healer. He will heal you. Jesus said, I carry the power of healings in my wings. He will bring it. He will come to your rescue. Your time is coming. It happens to many out there. The Lord will still visit you. Your time will definitely come. You are going through trouble. You are facing situations. Expect a divine solution. Expect a divine solution. Expect a divine solution. Expect a divine solution. Doctors have said that there is no, they don't know what is going on. They can't cure it. Probably they have given you even a time that you are going to be out of this world. There is no hope from nowhere. But let me tell you, the man of hope is called Jesus Christ. The comforter is called the Holy Spirit. The one that dwells in you, he will show you the way out. The Lord will show you the way out. It doesn't matter what people say about the whole situation. Job comforted himself. Job 43 and the verses 12. He says, so the Lord, conclusion here, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. I have good news for somebody. Maybe you are going through a situation right now. But let me tell you, your latter end is going to be greater than your beginnings. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is the conclusion. That is the conclusion. So the conclusion is the latter end. So please, my enemies, if you see me today, that I see, you know, I seem to be casting down, don't rejoice over me. Do not rejoice over me. May the Lord grant you more time to see what the Lord will make of me. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercies. We thank God for his word. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your ways. May the Lord bless your decisions. May the Lord bless your attitudes. May the Lord empower you with his own words. May you be strengthened by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Every single thing that will come on your way, may you take strength from above and overcome it in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and bless you and bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.